From the tongue.
All right, okay.
And this right here, that's my what?
That's your ear.
Which one?
That's your right arm.
All right, this one right here?
That's your left arm.
Okay, and that right there, that's my?
That's your mouth.
Okay, and this right here?
That's your neck.
What about this?
Well, that's still your neck. That's the back of your neck, and that's your Google on it, your Adam's apple.
The thing that goes up and down?
Yeah, that's your Adam's apple. Yeah.
And you might say that somebody got a bone stuck in his, mm-hmm. or he had a sore what?
He had a sore Adam's apple.
Or a
day.
I'm trying to get to say something else.
Bruising.
What about throat?
Throat? Yeah, sore throat.
Okay.
We're bad to have sore throat on him.
Me too. What about all these? They're like,
well, that's your teeth.
Right, just one you call that a?
Well, it's a tooth.
What about this fleshy part?
That's your gum.
Okay, and then you call this my right?
That's your right hand.
Got two.
Your left hand.
Both of them together, you say you got two?
Yeah, you got two.
Two what?
Two hands.
Okay, you make a what?
Fist.
You got two.
Two fists.
What about that part right there?
That's the palm of your hand.
Okay. And this upper part of a man's body?
That's his wrist. Chest.
Okay. And you say he's got broad what?
Shoulders.
Uh-huh. Sometimes when people get older, they complain that they're getting sore and stiff in their
stiff joints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of disease would cause that?
Huh?
You know, they might say they got a touch of what?
Well, it used to be rheumatism, now it's arthritis or something. Okay, it's all the same, just different name.
Okay. Well, and a person would say he has two what?
2 feet?
Sure. What about this part right here that really stains if you
bump his shin?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for this part of your leg right here?
Well, that's the calf of your leg, I believe.
Yes, sir. They're saying if a little boy wanted to hide from me, like hide behind the couch, you'd say he had to do what so I couldn't see him?
Oh, squat down. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear people say that so-and-so had to hunker down? Had to hunker down?
Yeah. If you get down too high, hide behind something, you'd hunker down or squat down.
Mm-hmm. I see. I was wondering if you'd ever heard that part of your body call you hunkers.
Well, yeah, I've heard folks talk about getting down on your hunkers.
On your hunkers?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you about a few more expressions. Say if a person has been sick, you might say, well, old so-and-so's been sick. He's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
peaky. Peaky, yeah.
Right. What about a fella who's able to lift real heavy weights? You say he's mighty what?
He's strong.
Okay. Did you ever hear people use the word stout like that?
Yeah, we usually say stout. That's what us old country folks, cotton pickers. There wasn't no strong, he just stout.
Just stout.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a person who's always got a smile on his face and he says nice things about people? You'd say he was mighty what?
He was mighty pleasant. Looking a pleasant disposition.
Sure, okay. Sometimes, you know, when boys are growing up, they'll reach an age where they just bump into things and trip over their own feet. You'd say he was mighty what?
Clumsy. Mm-hmm. I was one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, clumsy.
So you had a lot of bumps and bruises?
Yeah, I got a good many of the bumps and bruises.
What say if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense? You'd say he was just a plain what?